most of the schools in Duval adding the extra hour of instruction are required to do so by Florida law because they're among the state's 300 lowest performing schools. But the district has added another 11 schools to that list. That move was met with some highly publicized resistance from parents at a meeting last month.
So how is that the best solution for our school?
Since then, the controversy has settled, but the question still remains. Is an extra hour of reading the best solution? And does it really help struggling schools and their students? The answer isn't black and white, says Carrie Fagan. Fagan is a clinician at the University of Florida's Department of Developmental Pediatrics.
You can really find articles either way.
One of the more recent studies was a review by the Florida Office of Program Policy Analysis and Government Accountability, released in January. It found that nearly three-quarters of the 100 elementary schools statewide that added an extra hour last year had more students reading at or above grade level this year. But in terms of boosting a school's overall performance, Florida Department of Education data shows that only about 35% of schools across the state that added the hour last year received a higher school grade this year. The rest received the same school grade as last year, or lower. Fagan's colleague, Developmental Pediatrics Chief Dr. David Childers, calls it a starting point in a very long and complex race to success.
One of the things that we have to always have is what is going to be the outcome at the end of grade 12. In our society, reading is what is going to determine more than anything else where you end up in the socioeconomic status within our society.
And where students fall in the socioeconomic stratosphere also plays a role in how well they'll read to begin with. Nearly all of the state's 300 lowest scoring schools had student poverty rates of at least 50%. Dr. Laura Bailett has been working with struggling readers for more than 30 years now. For the last 9, her focus has been on promoting reading success through early intervention as head of the Nemours Bright Start program. Like Childers, she says, extra reading time is a starting point.
One way to intensify the reading instruction is just add time. And so this after-school program would accomplish that.
But she says there's some other critical ingredients to reading success, like small group instruction and using effective curriculum.
Just purchasing that curriculum is not sufficient. We need teachers who are thoroughly trained in using it. And then we need to monitor implementation fidelity.
And she adds there is a potential downside to extended days.
If an hour is added to the school day, then sort of subconsciously everybody kind of takes the intensity off the existing school hours.
Fagan, with UF's Developmental Pediatrics, shares that concern. She says success has less to do with how much instructional time schools have and more to do with how they're using it.
What we need to look at more than extending the day is active instructional time. Whether that's during the 6.5-7 hours the students are on campus during the regular school day or in that extra hour when they're staying after school.
That would likely mean more small groups, more interactive lessons, and more creativity in finding ways to help struggling students with reading. Rayma Thompson, WJCT News.